is NSCN.
NationalCynical.com.
Sometimes I think my soul forgets to breathe. Happiness doesn't come very easily for me. I'd rather be an abandonment in a hive. It's the struggle and the trouble I think keeps me alive. When I get my food, they will make it to go. Nine times out of ten, it's my vibe that shows. I am neuter with my pewter and a bed on the floor. Within this is the richness of the infinite horror. I feel inside there is sick poison spilling. I try to make it, I kill myself, I am killing. I walk down the street, sniper trained and exploding. I don't think this is normal, other people are noting. Every cell is a hell, tiny cross inside. Hanging in the middle to the beams I'm tied.
Out in a perfect way. Pick one simple goal for this exercise. Begin to picture or sense it as clearly as possible in your mind. If you don't see a picture, that's okay. Just imagine or pretend that it's there. Imagine it with as many details as you can, so that it's as realistic as possible for you. See if you can feel it as very real, as if it could be happening right now. To put yourself into the picture too. Imagine yourself there, experiencing experiencing and enjoying it. Make it as real as you can possibly make it in your mind's eye. Try to sense what feelings would be there if this were really happening. There is no place to sleep. There is nothing to eat. Feel it as very real, as if it could be happening right now. There is no place to sleep. There is nothing to eat. Now, in your imagination, surround your fantasy with a beautiful pink light. Imagine it bathed in pink light. And imagine that the pink light forms a kind of pink bubble all around the scene. Put your goal, your vision, inside the pink bubble. Pink is the color associated with the heart, and if this color vibration surrounds whatever you visualize, it will bring you only that which is in perfect affinity with your highest being. Once you see or feel your vision surrounded in this beautiful pink bubble, the next step is to let go of the bubble. Just imagine that you're tossing it into the air and imagine it floating off into the sky and off into the universe, still containing your vision. Allow it to drift away. This symbolizes that you are emotionally letting go of it. You are not hanging on to it. You've put out what you want very clearly. You pictured it or imagined it and felt it. Now you are letting it float away into the universe. Where it will be free to attract and gather the energy it needs for its manifestation. Now there's nothing more you need to do. We've been living life inside a bubble. We'll be right back.
cynical about society.
Cynical about the state of Palestine, the state of Israel.
Cynical about the Bush administration.
Rather cynical about media events.
Cynical about the market forces. Cynical about ads.
Cynical about the national government.
Cynical about
congressmen.
Cynical about senators.
I am kind of cynical about society.
Cynical about communism.
Cynical about the state of Palestine, the state of Israel.
Cynical about the Bush administration.
Rather cynical about media events.
Cynical about the market forces. Cynical about ads.
Cynical about the national government.
Cynical about congressmen.
Cynical about senators.
I am kind of cynical about society.
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
You unbelievable bastard.
Suspicion and cynicism. That's their job.
They trusted you. They trusted you to pull this off. So I guess they lose again.
You'll regret this!
What should we do?
I can lead you into the light. I have the knowledge and the power.
It is the really fast way to stop yeast infection itching.
Don't wait till they say it's scientifically proven. Start now.
That was a Freudian slip.
A lot of people, they be dozing just to hear me rock them line. They be staring at the radio, staying up all night.
So like a pimp,
I'm pimping,
a cannibal,
eat tripping.
I'm rubbing my leg, pimped up, being for a limp.
Got arrested at the Mardi Gras for jumping on the float. My man, MCA's got a beard like a billy goat.
Oh, it's the disco call.
MCA,
getting roped off with routines.
I bust
and
the rhymes.
And I'll be busting routines and rhymes all night.
Like eating burgers and chicken and you be picking your nose, man. I'm on time, homie, that's how it goes.
You heard my style, I think you missed the point. Mark D.
Yeah.
With your bad self running clean.
With your bad breath, onion ring.
Well, I'm Mike D and I'm back from the dead. Chilling at the beach, down at Club Med.
Make another record, cause the people, they want more of this. Suckers, they be singing, they can take out Adam Horowitz.
It's Hurricane.
We got Cloud. Other DJs, put your head out.
I'm popping on a string. I'm made to sing.
I'm rhyme.
Let's do my thing. I'm in a lava lamp. And so my brain don't tell why I'm always freaking a pigeon.
The Betty Duke
of France,
and then the Buster Tingo.
Got more rhymes than Jamaica got mango.
I got the pig lick
at the end of my stomper.
And when the mic is in my mouth, I turn it out, y'all. A boom clap. Never been tough, cause I'm the most smackin'est.
Deep, deep, man, if it don't believe it, just a question you believe
it. Bringing out the meat
like Fred Flintstone,
driving around with Bumpy.
Should I have another sip?
Nah, skip it.
In the back of the ride and bus with the whippet.
Running from the law, the press and the parents.
Is your name Michael Diamond?
No, mine's Clarence.
Oh, downtown
Manhattan,
the village. My style's wild and you know that it's stealing.
Disco bag slipping and you're doing the bus. You're doing the bus.
What if you slept? And what if in your sleep you dream? And what if in your dream you went to heaven and there plucked a strange and beautiful flower? And what if when you awoke you had that flower in your hand? What then? Imagination. The ability to be able to imagine a world which we can't even contemplate in our real world obsessions with limitations. The poet asks you to imagine bringing something from the dreaming world into the world of the material. And when you think about it, everything in our material world began in a dream world with a thought. The ancestor to every action is a thought. As you think, so shall you be. As you think, so shall you be. If you can imagine it, you can create it. To imagine what you may have thought to be impossible, and to allow it to live and breathe in your imagination. And perhaps then you'll create it rather than being afraid of it or denying it.
In Miracles puts it this way. In any situation, it says, ask yourself what your purpose is in this situation. What is really my purpose in this situation? The mind will tell you, well, I need to get this and achieve that out of it, and I need to get hold of this or not lose that or get that. Often it's, I want something, and the world wants something else. Source of great suffering. I want something, but the world, in whatever form the world comes, wants something else. What is really my purpose in this situation? And the Course in Miracles puts it this way, it's, peace is my purpose in this situation. And one of its lessons is, I could see peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of what I now see in this situation. But how? How could I see peace in a what looks like a conflict situation? You step back from object consciousness. And you do it. There are different ways in which you can step back from object consciousness. The moment you notice that object consciousness is creating suffering because you've become totally drawn into it, have lost your rootedness in the unmanifested. So you're drawn into just in the manifested. How? There are little ways, and you know them, but I'm saying it again, of stepping back out of complete identification with object consciousness. And one of the ways is the yes to what is. The inner yes to this moment. And that is surprising that that is a way of stepping out of object consciousness. So you step out of object consciousness by allowing the objects that are here manifested in this moment to be there as they are. And often the way in which the objects that are the manifestation of this moment, very often the particular configuration of objects that make up the external form of this moment may not be what your mind wanted. What your mind would have said, this is how I wanted this moment to be. More often than not, it's something else. So, but you cannot find peace or yourself by working exclusively on that level of object consciousness and trying to rearrange the configuration of objects in my life in such a way that it all fits neatly together, and then the life picture, the life situation suddenly is complete and works beautifully. And then I can be at peace. This is the attempt that people make when they try to... It never stays for very long. It's not in the nature of phenomenal reality to do that. Things continuously move and are in flux. And any situation you go into, no matter how wonderful, there's always another side to it. It's the whole phenomenal existence, would not exist without the pull of the polarities. Hot, cold, high, low. Birth, death. So there's a futile attempt to rearrange, not that you cannot honor that dimension of your life and do the best you can on the level of things. Yes. You do the best you can on the level of things. But if that's all there is, no matter how you try to do the best you can, it will never be good enough. Because you haven't left the level of object consciousness. You're only there. And so there are people who try so hard. And then always, that wasn't supposed to happen. There are people, there are wonderful people who perhaps do dedicate their whole lives to helping others, perhaps as social workers or go to third world countries. It's beautiful, but many of them after a few years experience burnout. They get depleted because there's so much suffering and there seems to be no end to it. And then, of course there is. They exclusively operate on the level of object consciousness, and it can happen easily, very easily, you can be drawn into that. So, the key then is finding the one, that dimension of space that is beyond the polarities that are here in object consciousness. Not expecting the polarities of object consciousness not to be there, or hoping that one day it'll all be fine. This can happen, it can all be fine, but not in the way that the mind thought it could be fine. It can be fine at this moment. It is already fine at this moment, but you don't know that. All the allowing the particular configuration of objects in your life to be as they are, even if it looks problematic, and it usually does, allowing this moment to be as it is. That allowing takes back your identification with object consciousness. It's a stepping, allowing is a stepping back. And when you step back, a space opens up around the particular events, situation of this moment, the particular configuration of how things are at this moment. There's a space around it. It's the stepping back. At this moment, there may be a screaming human being in front of you, accusing you. You did that. The unconscious impulse is to say, how dare you say that I did that? Here's an acceptance of, suddenly there's a space around the turbulence. And that's, at first it's a very subtle thing, the space around the turbulence.
But there's still some space.
And then you realize how deep it is. And then you could be in the middle of great external turbulence in your life. Even tragic events at this moment. Even in the face of death and through inner alignment with the suchness of this moment, allowing the forms to be as they are. Go beyond form. Go beyond identification with form. It's through allowing forms that the deeper dimension is there. And then you're free.
Yeah. so, and you say you know that I'm for you, when you had a choice of quite a few. Well, you just picked out what you wanted, and it was me that you said you liked, and I must admit you got the taste. So pretty, all right, I want to see a change in you, baby, want to see a change.
This addiction is through technology, 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 technology.
Created by Mike Ethan.
Visualize for a minute a lemon. I've got a lemon right here in my hand. Just sort of close your eyes and see this lemon. And hold your hand out, close your eyes, and see the lemon sitting right there on your hand. It's got a little nub at the top, comes to a point at the bottom. It's got just a little bit of moisture on the outside of the skin and those little indentations like a lemon has. Now hold the lemon and feel it and squeeze it just slightly.
I'm sitting here in the boring room. It's just another rainy Sunday afternoon. I'm wasting my time, I got nothing to do. I'm hanging around, I'm waiting for you. But nothing ever happens, and I wonder.
Now what I want you to do is Think of your favorite paring knife, that little one with the tip that's broken off the edge. And I want you to take the lemon and I want you to place it down on a board. And I want you to cut right down the middle of the lemon. And I want you to put the pointed end in your hand and set the other end of the lemon someplace else. And just hold that half a lemon in your hand. And take your finger in your mind and rub your finger along the top of the lemon. Just rub it along the top. And feel its moisture. Just experience that in your mind, only in your mind. You're all thought. Now take the lemon and bring it up in your mind, close to your nose. Bring it right up to your nose. And smell the lemon and smell its tartness, exactly how it feels. And then set it back down. Now pick the same lemon up and bring it close to your mouth. And open your mouth. And I want you to take a bite of the lemon right here. Just take a bite. All right, right here. Ah, bite it.
Isolation is not good for me. Isolation, I don't want to sit on a lemon tree. Lemon tree, lemon tree, lemon tree, lemon tree.
It wasn't just about having an experience once. It wasn't just about having an experience once. They wanted to actually become somebody else. And when they reinvented themselves, when they said, I believe there's an intelligence that exists within me that gives life to every single individual, whether they're happy or sad, whether they're wealthy or poor, whether they're holy or unholy, that some intelligence gives life to every human being. If I could tap into that intelligence and become somebody else, it'll give life to who I knew, who this new person emerges as. And that if my thoughts matter, I'm going to have to really construct some permanent neurological connections in my brain to become this new platform of being. And that I have to abandon and surrender that old way of thinking and feeling that was really tied to my environment, really tied to the way in which I thought about my world based on my old self. And maybe those old feelings and those old connections were really tied to old experiences. And maybe by reinventing myself, there'll be a period where I have no feeling. Maybe those old emotions and those old feelings were tied to some old experience that were actually the cause of the condition in the first place. And by abandoning those old thoughts and those old feelings, just abandoning those and replacing it with a new idea of self, that a new signal was running to the body and the person was actually free. And then all they had to do was separate themselves from people and things and the distraction of the environment and time and episodes and events and let thought become more real than anything else. In the process of rehearsing, in the process of thinking about who they wanted to become, in the process of thinking about it over and over again, they began to make those circuits more permanent. They began to create a new individual. They began to emerge as a new being. And as a result of it, that process where they developed the skill of paying attention, they developed the ability to move their mind away from their body. They developed the ability to move their mind away from the environment. And they even moved their mind away from the reference of time. And the moment they did that, maybe the door to the quantum field opened. Maybe now they were stepping into a new level of mind. And when that happens, when we can make thought more real than anything else, the brain begins to format those patterns and connections that are equal to who we are and who we're becoming. So these people who had spontaneous remissions, maybe it wasn't a miracle at all. Maybe they just became somebody else. And maybe they believed that this intelligence would stand behind them and give life to whoever they were being. In the process of thinking about who they wanted to become, in the process of thinking about it over and over again, they began to make those circuits more permanent.
Reorganized.
They began to create a new individual.
All they had to do,
they began to emerge
to become somebody different.
And as a result of the body was a new signal.
Maybe they just
and that new signal that was sent to the body had nothing to do with their association with those past
and stand behind them,
those past
give life to whoever they were being.
But now the person had an idea of their future. They had an idea of something to look forward to. And now, as they began to make those changes, they no longer sent the same signal to the body, but they sent a new signal to the body based on how they were now being. So, if we think about this then, the whole idea of this separation between mind and matter, the separation between the objective and the subjective may actually begin to merge when we apply these principles together. Maybe quantum physics gives us permission to say that my observation matters. And maybe the frontal lobe, the crowning achievement of the human being, allows us to modify our behavior in one lifetime and to grow new circuits and new connections as a new place of being. And that this merging now that takes place between mind and matter basically says this: my thought matters. And because my thought matters, it should have a direct effect on the closest thing that exists to me, which is my physical body. And if we can begin to merge these ideas, we've come a complete circle back to understanding that there is no separation. That mind actually gives life. Execute these ideas, and we begin to apply them to our life. We get to be the scientist in measuring our own observation. And maybe that's the beginning understanding the beginning understanding of what it is to have an immortal.
Bachelor number 3. It's the holiday season, and I'm Santa. You're on my lap. Little boy, take it away.
Here comes the food.
And so I wanted to just start by taking us into the heart center. It's a place that remembers this truth without the mind having to tell it. This truth resides in the superconscious mind, which actually is physically located in the heart center. So why don't we just go there right away?
Here comes the food.
So go ahead and get comfortable and get your feet on the floor and spine straight. Invite you to just be here. You know, we've come from probably a Sunday morning that maybe had some errands or time with family or friends. And so just settle in. And rather than blissing out right away, going into the Netherlands, let's really be present here. So feel your feet on the ground. Feel the energy of the earth that's supporting you. The mother
what?
Of our planet that nourishes us, gives us our food.
Here comes the food.
Provides a place for us to walk on the earth.
What?
Feel her energy coming up through the bottom of your feet, into your legs, to your knees and your thighs, and into your torso. Really feel her divine Shakti filling you.
I don't know what she look like.
And then similarly, feel that cosmic breath, the cosmic life force coming in through the top of your head, down through your crown chakra.
I don't know who she is.
Feeling the space inside your skull swirling around, down through the throat. And have these two energies meet right in the center of your chest.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
That is correct.
Feeling the swirling up of this solid foundation, support, nurturing of Mother Earth, and sort of the cosmic spaciousness, light.
Yeah, but I drink it because it's less filling.
It's coming down from the heavens. And bring those right into the heart center.
No, I know. But
I'm Santa.
Imagine she's beautiful.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
I invite you just to feel what's in the heart. I invite you just to feel what's in the heart. It can be a place that sometimes is a tender place to go.
I'm Santa.
And Santa Claus?
Little, right.
But you don't sound like Santa Claus.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
That is correct.
A place that allows us to feel the truth of our being.
What?
There's a lot of wisdom there. And while we sort of rest and occupy this heart space, occupy this heart space, occupy this heart space.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
You're on her lap.
She's going to be improvising some beautiful mantras, some beautiful mantras. And I just invite you to, as her voice offers these sounds, these sacred sounds to you, that you just let them drop into the heart. That pool of now, the vortex of energies from the sky and from the earth in the center of your chest. Just let these sounds drop in there like ripples in a pond.
Food?
Okay.
Here comes the food.
Said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again.
That is correct.
I was only having fun. Wasn't hurting anyone. And we all enjoyed the weekend for a change. I've been stranded in the combat zone. I walk through Bedford style.
That is correct.
discorrect.
Turn out the light. Don't try to save me. You may be wrong for all I know, but you may be right. Remember how I found you there, alone in your electric chair. I told you dirty jokes until you smiled.
Cannot accept that course of action.
And I think of all the years you tried to find someone to satisfy you. I might not be as crazy as you say. If I'm crazy, then it's true that it's all because of you. And you wouldn't want me any other way.
That does not compute.
It's too late to change me. You may be wrong, for all I know, you may be right.
I got 10 million reasons why I don't want to change. It's the seasons of the mind that have made me strange. I think I'd like to fit in with the out crowd today. But tomorrow I can't be an ant and who cares anyway. My name is to blame for my mind going faster. And I think and I blink away a major disaster. I walk down the street wide-eyed and wrinkled. My brain's like a blotter with holy water sprinkled. I'm not good at doing things that I don't want to do. There's someone who can save me, but I don't know who.
You have been listening to Needle in the Red. Episode 28. Tapioca Supernova. Produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. Thanks for listening.
This is NCN.
NationalCynical.com.